Thomas E. McKinley, Jr. I'm continuing the dictation on Isaac. Loewen, L-O-E-W-E-N. Neurological examination. Isaac is a well-developed, well-nourished, pleasant, interactive, right-handed adult man who is alert, oriented, and appears in no distress and gives no complaints. His thinking is logical, goal-oriented with reduced insight. Immediate, recent, and remote memory were not tested today. Thinking was otherwise logical, goal-oriented, appropriate for the clinical circumstances. Subparagraph, he expresses his interest in obtaining his driving privileges back since they were suspended because of his hospitalization with seizure. New paragraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12 are unremarkable. His motor examination demonstrates normal bulk tone strength in the upper and lower extremity. Sensory examination was preserved to common modalities. Deep tendon reflexes were deserted. His ambulatory examination was fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph, there was no tremor at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph. Ambulatory examination is fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Isaac Loewen presents with a clinical history of probable nocturnal cerebral ischemia with the development of a probable induced seizure that may have been a consequence of hypotension or cardiac arrhythmia, with clinical findings of indeterminate myocardial ischemia and remote infarction with risk factors for cardiac arrhythmia, in which he developed respiratory insufficiency and a subsequent generalized convulsion, falling out of bed and suffering a chest contusion. New paragraph, today, all his clinical symptoms by his report are improved. New paragraph, the diagnostic electroencephalogram completed at the hospital showed evidence for electrographic seizures, period. New paragraph, CT and MR brain imaging showing most likely age-related cerebral degeneration with ischemic white matter changes and cerebral atrophy with probable ventricular enlargement is not unusual at his age. New paragraph. Recommendations. In consideration for his risk for further epileptiform activity interfering with his cognitive function, a risk factor for recurrent convulsions or inattention, I will request an ambulatory electroencephalogram, period. New paragraph. With his clinical and cardiovascular findings, I believe that cardiology referral with ambulatory cardiac monitoring is probably clearly indicated to exclude risk factors for arrhythmia. New paragraph. In lab sleep testing with monitoring for nocturnal arrhythmia and epilepsy, of course, may be very valuable. New paragraph. Therapeutic recommendations in consideration of his findings, should we identify that he has ongoing and recurrent epileptiform activity, initiative of anticonvulsant medication will be considered and implemented. New paragraph. Today, Isaac simply wanted to have his DMV paperwork signed off, but I explained to him that we need to be careful to reduce his risk for further difficulty to himself and the general public. New paragraph. I also explained to him that it would probably be a 3-month wait until we can validate that he may have safety to drive. New paragraph. I will see him for reevaluation with the results of his testing and further recommendations, and then sign respectfully with my professional signature.